We need to refuse to relive one's life through the life of the child. We have found this more with fathers and sons. In other words, if you've been a coach of a Little League baseball team, you've had the experience that I'm about to relate to you. You have a young man on that team that doesn't want to play baseball, has no interest in baseball. He has no talent in baseball. But that summer, his dad has decided that he needs to learn to play baseball. I had the young man. His name was Herman. He was a fine young man. Any father would be proud of him. Herman came to practice every day. Herman had no interest in baseball, and I guarantee you he had no skills for baseball. His hand-eye coordination was horrible. But we'd practice baseball every day. Finally, one day, he hit the baseball, dropped the bat, and started running towards third. My infielders got the ball, and they didn't know what to do. I said, throw it to first. They said, but coach, he's going to third. I said, don't worry about Herman. We'll catch him when he comes around. I'd forgotten to tell Herman which way to run. Now, five-inning Little League game. Herman's in the dugout with me for the first two innings. I'm trying to find a place where I could put him where he will be the least amount of damage for the whole team. I decided that right field was the best place because if the ball hits that way, the second baseman or the first baseman snags it, and the right fielder doesn't touch it. So I put Herman in right field in the third inning. You will not believe where the ball's hit for the next three innings. You've got it right field. My boy Herman's out there. He's playing catch with his glove. He's picking flowers. He's waving at cars going down Race Street. Now when the ball comes out there, he has to inspect it. We're yelling, throw the ball, Herman, throw the ball, Herman. And Herman thinks it's really a big joke, so he throws the ball. Now, we lose the game. Now, I'm not saying Herman was the only reason we lost the game. But I've got to be honest with you, he did make a significant contribution to the outcome of this game. Now, some of you mothers are saying, that's all right, that's all right. It doesn't matter whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. Why do they keep score?
That's a good question.
Yeah, why do they keep score anyway? You see what I mean? It does matter whether Herman, you know, whether you win the game or not.
6 years old.
Yeah, 6 years, that's okay. They need to learn some things, maybe early in life, that's okay, whatever it is. But now, the point I want to make about the story of Herman is not so much winning or losing the game.
All right.
Okay, that's not important. As much as if Herman wants to play baseball, don't make him play baseball. Let Herman be Herman. Maybe he needs to play the piano or do something else. In other words, don't push him into something that really he has no talent or interest in doing.